Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Market Close Report for Thursday, the 30th of March, the penultimate day of the month, which hasn't exactly been a great run, but at least this week has been much more positive. We're on a four-week winning streak at the moment, and as long as we can avoid quite a significant tumble on Friday, we'll finally end a seven-week losing streak. So we'll see if we can get there on Friday. Today, we actually had the ASX 200 lifting by 72 points or 1% to 7,122, and the broad all ordinaries index was up a little more than 1%. There were a few things at play here. One thing which has been helpful is that US and European markets rose quite strongly last night. The concerns and the focus on the US banking turmoil has eased a little, at least for the time being. And then yesterday we had that much weaker than expected update on Aussie inflation, which is still way too high, but it's the weakest it's been in 8 months. So that's just widened the door a little further to potentially seeing the Reserve Bank not raising rates next week. Now, as far as what we saw across the whole market today, we had gains pretty much everywhere. 10 of 11 sectors actually finished higher today, and the only losers ended up being the property sector. Elsewhere, tech stocks were easily the best performers, up 1.7%, but this is a tiny sector on our market. What really made the difference were the financials and the materials. They rose by about 1.5%, so that really saw markets pushing higher. The rest of the market was up, but the improvements were certainly not quite as significant or impressive. Now, as far as the best performing stocks are concerned today, the standout was Paladin Energy, the uranium miner. It rose 8.3%, but it must be said it's had quite a difficult couple of months on the share market. Another standout and an outlier in the gold mining space was Regis Resources, which rose by about 5%. Now, this is after receiving approval by the New South Wales government to move forward with a gold project in central western New South Wales. Our two largest stocks, BHP and Commonwealth Bank, rose by between 1.5% and 2.5% today. Both actually paid out dividends, which totaled about $10 billion to shareholders today. Now, as far as the losers go, the worst performer ended up being Gold Road Resources and Capricorn Metals, two gold mining companies. Some of the reasoning behind this is that markets have become a bit more optimistic in the last few sessions, and that seems to have just made the demand for safe haven commodities like gold dropping back a little bit, and it's been the same for gold mining stocks, which really, it must be said, in the prior weeks surge and have easily been the standouts because of two US banks collapsing. The third worst performer today was Cromwell Property, which fell about 2.7%. Now, the reason why it fell is its ex-dividend today for quite a significant dividend payment, $1.37.5. So it actually has a dividend yield of about 10%. But something to consider here is that its share price has come under a lot of pressure in recent years. So it's down about 18% in 2023. It fell about 22% last year. And finally, Telstra, by no means the worst performer, fell 0.25%, but just a quick heads up that it's paying its dividend out to shareholders tomorrow, one of its largest in a few years, 8.5 cents per share. So that's roughly $1 billion in dividend payments. Now, looking forward to tomorrow and tonight, there'll be a few things to watch. Tonight, there'll be inflation stats out of Germany, Spain, and Italy, but the more important, broader European inflation stats will be out tomorrow night. In the US, we've got an update on economic growth and weekly stats on the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits, so that will be quite important. Tomorrow, some figures on China's economy, especially on manufacturing and the services sector. And finally, as far as the currencies go, the Aussie dollar has strengthened against most, buying 67 US cents, but it's higher against the Kiwi, the yen, the British pence, and also the euro. On that note, everyone, have a great evening. We'll do this again tomorrow.